Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Austrian nonprofit NOYB, which stands for None of Your Business, filed four complaints right after midnight Brussels time against Facebook, Google, and others for failing to give European users specific control over the use of their data in violation of the new rules. 2009 law imposes a penalty of up to 8 years for joking about bombs in airports or planes in Indonesia. Some for-profit colleges are trying to appeal to the IRS to change their status to nonprofit in order to escape federal scrutiny under the Department of Education. President Trump pardoned Dinesh D'Souza as a victory for the conservative media. He had made illegal campaign contributions. President Trump also said he would look at the cases of Martha Stewart and former Governor Rod Blagojevich of Illinois. Supporters of an initiative in California to allow cities and counties to establish rent controls by repealing a law called Costa-Hawkins are submitting 565,000 signatures of the 365,000 that they need to be on the ballot, setting up the contest. Houston Texans, New Orleans Saints, and Washington Redskins are among the NFL teams that use or have used an alternate roster of so-called cheerleaders whose primary task is to charm male spectators at the game. They're paid minimum wage and often subject to groping and sexual harassment. A survey conducted by the online polling firm SurveyMonkey found that nearly 3 in 4 adults, 71%, considered teacher pay too low, while 6% felt it was too high. Two-thirds said that they supported increasing the salaries of public school teachers, even if that meant raising taxes. Even a majority of Republicans, 56%, said they would favor raising taxes to increase teachers' pay. Other recent surveys produced similar findings. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy of Spain lost a no-confidence vote, ousting one of Europe's longest-serving leaders from office over a major corruption scandal within his conservative party. Pedro Sanchez, the leader of the main opposition Socialist Party, is set to become prime minister. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.